Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. Our next intro to plant-based nutrition, the 90-minute class to get you off to a good start, eating a plant-based diet and understand why you're doing it, is next Monday, October 7th. And then our conference is only a few weeks away, featuring Dr. Colin Campbell, the author of the new book, Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition, Dr. Alan Goldhammer from True North, Dr. Janice Stanger, who is a favorite on Wellness Forum conference calls, talking. She's going to be talking about protein and corporate health, and Susan Levin from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and the Jazzy Vegetarian, and the list goes on. You do not want to miss this fabulous weekend with great food, great speakers, and a chance to mingle with a few hundred other people who are in the same mindset as we are about diet and health. So November 8th through 10th this year, don't miss it. All right, the feeding habits of infants, believe it or not, can predispose weight problems, children to have weight problems later on. So the problem begins much earlier than I think a lot of us know. Researchers, a recent study shows this. So researchers looked at data from more than 8,000 families and determined that babies who were formula-fed instead of breastfed for the first 6 months were 2.5 times more likely to become obese by the age of 24 months. Additionally, adding solid foods increase the risk before the age of 4 months by about 40%. 40% increased risk of obesity if you add solid foods too soon. And putting babies to bed with a bottle increased the risk by about 36%. And part of the problem is that bottle feeding tends to encourage overeating. Nursing babies just stop eating when they're full, while parents often encourage bottle-fed babies to finish a bottle, even if the infant is indicated he's full and pushed away the bottle. The researchers in this study concluded it wasn't the formula itself, but rather the method of feeding that was creating the problem. And there are studies, though, that show that formula in and of itself can be an issue. The researchers stated in their findings that children from lower socioeconomic households are at greater risk of obesity and that breastfeeding can mitigate the negative association between economic status and obesity. Now, there are a couple of important points to make in response to this study. First is, I think parents and particularly moms should be presented with accurate information about the benefits of breastfeeding. In my experience, breastfeeding and formula feeding are often presented as options. You know, either one is okay. When women express a preference for bottle feeding, they're really not told what the risks are that are associated with that. And I think it's another example of we're not having the right informed consent discussions with people about a variety of things, ranging from how they feed their babies to flu shots to tests, drugs, treatments, etc. And second, this shouldn't be a fatalistic, well, my gosh, my kid was formula fed, so he's destined to be overweight. Adopting a health promoting diet can make a bottle fed baby just as lean and healthy as a breastfed baby. So we don't want to have a determinist, fatalistic attitude about this whole thing. And last but not least, I want to make it clear that I totally understand that there are exceptions to the breastfeeding rule. People who adopt children, and there are a variety of circumstances that might warrant bottle feeding and formula feeding, but we just ought to give more thought to this before we let women opt to formula feed instead of breastfeeding, because the advantages of breastfeeding are so many, ranging from this issue here, controlling food intake, to health issues too. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.